nice to have them. So yesterday, again, today we'll be on page 82, so we started discussing the whole issue of, in the last halacha, we talked about last summit about the kedusha of a shul, and then that even if you sell it, the money has kedusha. So that brings us to the next step. The next step is things that are not kedusha. Well, the different levels of kedusha, of different things. So there are certain things that we learned yesterday. There are kadosh, like a sefer Torah or tefillin. Then we have another gradation of tashmishei kedusha, things which serve kedusha. That's a lower level. And again, we're not going to get to it later. Then we also have an object of mitzvah and something that serves an object of mitzvah, tashmish mitzvah. So the last thing we discussed was, Mohammed discusses a kisei or a what we call a bima, right? So we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah, and I did on purpose. But in other words, the idea is a bima has, or a shulchan, or whatever you call it, has kedusha. Why? Because it's used for the sefer Torah. Right? A sefer Torah is kadosh. So therefore, something that you put the sefer Torah on would be a tashmish of kedusha. Now again, there's certain halachas for that as far as disposal is concerned. Let's say, again, the shulchan gets old, so can we just break it up and use the wood for a chvesu, for whatever, you know, a barbecue, right? Or, you know, something like that, you know? We were talking about parochas or things like that. So what we left with was an interesting question. That is, now, of course, there's a lower, then there's a level lower, a tashmish of a tashmish, something that's used for something that's used to support something kadosh. So the last thing we were discussing was our shulchan, our bima. Okay, you got the bima. Then you got a covering of the bima, right, of velvet, whatever, velour cover of it. And then, you know, we're really fancy because we don't want to spend a lot of money on a new cover every few years. So we have a heavy plastic which see-through goes over that. Okay, so now, so the question is, let's say we want to change the plastic, right? Not only the shulchan itself. Let's say, again, a few years ago, if everyone remembers, it was seems like a long time ago. It wasn't that long time ago. We had a different decor in the shul, right? We had peach, orange, depends on... Somebody told me they saw a video of Rav Simcha Wasserman Zecher Tzadik Lebracha speaking. They said as soon as they saw it, they knew that he was speaking on channels. I said, I know. Then we saw the parochas and the orange peaches. Nobody has all that, stuff like that. So I knew that it was from... I haven't been used, right. But anyways, so again, so let's say we were changing from that motif to the present ones. So what do we do with the cover? Okay? Now again, even without that, let's say, like I said a few months ago, it didn't happen, so we wanted to buy a new plastic, right? So what, hypothetically, it didn't happen, right? But what will we do with that plastic? What would be that the halacha of that plastic, right? The Sefer Torah goes directly on it. So what is that? Do we say it's well, it's not kadosh because that's a sefer Torah. Is it a tashmish, or is it a tashmish of a tashmish? Like what level is that? And therefore, it will affect what is the cover, the black cover, and the shulchan itself. All of them have the same halacha. Each one have a lower. Where do we go? Let me just bring up another case that might be interesting. And this is bare. Again, we're not going to get to it right away, but. A number of years ago, there was this interesting guy floating around the community. It was before 9/11. He was pawning himself off as a Jew, but really he was a Muslim. And he used to come and ask for stock and all that. So anyways, shuls caught on to him, and you know, we weren't giving. So one time, we were davening, and I had my tefillin bag, my talis bag, and my in the social hall. We were davening, I don't know, in here or in the basement, I don't remember. He sold it. Right. Gone. Right? Gone. So I had to fill in the talis, but you know, Debbie gave it to her when we were married, so there was something, but whatever. So but at least I had to fill in the talis. Right? So I went to somewhere 613, I ordered a new one. Okay, so in the meantime, and during the, well, until I got a new tiles and tefillin bag, so what I do, what do I put my tefillin in? I put it in a Ziploc bag, all right? I went home, I had a Ziploc bag, okay? And again, so I have cases to, you know, or again, I bought new, whatever. Maybe I had, I don't know, whatever. Okay, I had cases, but now the question is, now I, when I get the tefillin bag and the talis bag, well, let's say the tefillin bag. So what do I, what's the halacha of the Ziploc bag? The Ziploc bag. Okay, so again, we started this, but I just want, he has a very beautiful introduction, the Piskei Halacha. So he says there's six levels. I'm going to go through it very quickly because obviously we're running out of time. Aleph is Kedusha. The first level is Kedusha, which is like a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. Other Sifrei Kodesh, like Gemaras or Midrashim, are those things, whether they're written by hand or by printed. So that's the highest level, that's Kedusha. Number two is Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmishe Kedusha. It says that's anything that's called Mishamash Esha Kedusha. And it could be that it's anything that's used for the object we mentioned, or one of the objects we mentioned before, and it's made L'yafas HaKedusha and also L'chavda. It's made to make it nice. So what's an example? An Aron Kodesh, right? An Aron Kodesh. Or Hamapa HaPrusa Al HaBima L'kriya. So we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah later. The cover, which is spread on the Shulchan. Atzei Chaim, right, the poles. Me'il Vavnei, the what we call mantlock, the covers of the Sefer Torah, or the band, gartel, whatever, wherever you want. All of those. Ritzuas HaTfilin, right, we saw the Mechaber. Kusos Shemanichim Ba'am Ba'atei HaTfilin, or the cases, right? Those cases that a lot of people have that the tefillin go into. He says the sinews of a Sefer Torah tefillin. Okay? Now, a third level is Tashmishe de Tashmishe Kedusha. Third level is a Tashmish of a Tashmish. Something that helps the Tashmish. So he says, for example, like a Parochas of the Aron Kodesh. Right? Okay, we'll see more about that. The Bima itself. Right? The Bima itself, he says. The nails which knock in a mezuzah. Right? So in other words, you got the case, that's a tashmish, and then you got the nails. So on the bottom he discusses, but the lintel, the doorposts and the lintel are nothing. Right? Because let's say you're remodeling your house and you want to make a new door, you know, Obama's stimulus plan, so energy, save energy, so something like that. Whatever it is. So he says that now, so those are the three for that. Then we have mitzvah, like tzitzis, lulavana, dalminim, sukkah, right? We learned that also. When we're learning about sukkah, you can't just throw out the board. A shofar, or all those type of things. Yizman kima mitzvah, o b'shasha adayin ru'uyin l'kima mitzvah. When you're using it, or when you could use it. Tashmish of a mitzvah is something that's used for a mitzvah.
Like the holder for dalminim?
Like he says, he doesn't bring that case, but yeah. He says, one interesting case, he says, like the tables and chairs in a shul would be tashmish mitzvah. And a tashmish of a tashmish mitzvah, tashmish of a tashmish would be like a talis bag, an esrog case, right? That was good. A bag that they, if you're fancy, you put your lulav in one of those bags that they have. Or if you're really fancy, I don't know, they have a shofar bag. Right, you see those now? They have those now. Oh, I just carry around, like, now people have a bag for, you know, kind of make a parnasa somehow. Okay, so those are the six. In other words, there's three and three. There's Kedusha, Tashmish, Kedusha, Tashmish, Tashmish of Kedusha. Anything past like a third, Tashmish of Tashmish of Tashmish of Kedusha would be nothing. So again, and the same thing applies with Mitzvah and Emir Tashem. After Yontif, we'll get into what their halachas are. Obviously, we saw already some of them. Right, a tashmish of Kedusha, you can't throw out. We learned that before. But we learned that yesterday. Can't throw it out. You have to. And of course, we'll get into that. What does it mean you can't throw it out and they need Geniza? What does that mean? They need Geniza. What does that mean? What would be halakhically okay to do Geniza? What does that mean? We'll get to that after Yom Tov. No, because we got to see the Mishnah Berurah. You got to come in.